Broadcasted live. Catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.
Seize the world on kaya959.
So, I remember the year must have been maybe 2014, 2015, right? And this friend of mine, Kaya, spoke to me about this service called Uber.
Okay.
So basically, you'd request the car, they'd come, they'd pick you up. And he was especially pleased because if he'd been out, for example, then he didn't have to drive after drinking. And these guys would come there with water in the car. Sometimes they'd have sweets. Yeah. And the car smelt good. And he was raving about the service. I never really needed it. I don't drink. I like to drive my own car. But it seemed like a great thing. And then before long, Uber took over. Everybody was talking about it and everybody was then using it. Then it got to a point where mass adoption, I think, had taken place. And Uber, the service, started deteriorating.
Yeah.
So a lot of people then started saying, well, I'm going to use Uber Black, right? And from what I'm told, even Uber Black these days, nah, bro. It's not the same.
Yeah. I mean, initially they were on their own and then came other competitors as well. So I think that also has a lot to do with, you know, the deterioration because people have options.
Well, actually, competition should increase the quality of product that gets served in the market.
Ideally.
Because what you want to do is you want to differentiate yourself from the competitors. So if Bolt comes along as Uber, you need to step up your game so that people will stay with Uber as opposed to Bolt. Anyway, we're joined by a very good friend of the show's editor at My Broadband, Jan from Yearlin. He wrote an article about this just yesterday. Jan, good morning and thank you very much for joining us.
Good morning. It's a pleasure to be here.
I suppose it was always going to be like this, right? In the intro, we spoke about competition. But if you look at the public transportation system in South Africa, right, it's not realistic to imagine that a service like Uber would remain of such high standard for so long.
Yeah, it's an interesting case study, especially in South Africa. I'm sure that in other geographies, it's still doing fine. But in South Africa, the quality of the service has really deteriorated. And it's not necessarily that it would always have gone this way. Perhaps, you know, when the dust settles and the history books are written about this, you know, there'll be some kind of analysis about the price point at which Uber entered, and the fact that it subsidized probably a lot of the early pricing, and so and the early driver partners, and so it used to be that you could earn a really good living as an Uber driver, not just in South Africa but around the world. And as Uber tried to become profitable off of its service, it ate into that. It ate into the earnings that drivers can make. And so if you're not going to pay your drivers as much, a couple of things are going to happen. Firstly, you're not going to attract the highest quality driver like you did in the beginning. And secondly, the driver will not be able to invest in their car and their service as much as they were in the beginning. So gone are the endearments and the bottles of water and the things that smell nice in the car, and perhaps the drivers even start skimping on maintenance and stuff because they can't afford it as much. And so when that started happening, that's really when the quality of the service started declining. And, you know, you kind of I think it's like a race to the bottom, but it's also like a situation where you go, what is the worst quality service customers are still willing to accept and pay these cutthroat prices for? And that was kind of the bottom that services like Uber were seeking. And we've blown through that bottom in South Africa now to the point where people are going, I'm not going to use Uber anymore because the quality of the service has deteriorated to the point where I don't want to be in one of these cars. And there's a huge amount of scamming and other dangerous activity happening there now. And what I mean by scamming is people are complaining that the drivers aren't ending the rides, aren't ending the trips after being dropped off and things like that. So people are complaining about bad driver behavior and that they're not getting any support from Uber when they complain. And so this is like the final nail in the coffin type of stuff. If Uber does not arrest this now, then it's going to die. The market will be taken over by someone else.
So two things that I want to bring up, and literally you're going to have 2 minutes to cover them both. One, if the model was already just because of heavy subsidization, was it successful to begin with? And then two, This thing of people not ending rides, it happens quite a lot. So I actually recently came to know that apparently drivers accept rides and then they just won't drive out to you. And then you cancel the ride on your side and then they make $50 out of it. The next one happens, they do exactly the same thing, accept the ride and don't come out to you. Then you cancel it again, they make another $50. So all of that, I mean, it's obviously not working. It's flawed.
Yeah. And unless you have a system, unless Uber management takes these drivers on gets incredibly strict with them about this kind of behavior, but that requires an investigation framework or infrastructure at the company, because obviously there's going to be customers who just frivolously complain about drivers and drivers who deny that they did something wrong, even though they did something wrong. And so then you need an investigator to go and get to the truth of the matter. And so a market like South Africa is really proving what kind of infrastructure you need around a platform like Uber to keep it honest. Because you've got badly behaving customers as well as badly behaving drivers. So how do you keep everybody honest? That's the one thing. And to your question about was it successful to start with, that is exactly the question when it comes to tech startups like this. And, I don't know how many people remember that Uber started off as a ride sharing service. It was going to be this utopia where we all share our cars with one another. And it very quickly just became a cab hailing service, but it was a super convenient and cheap one. And it was going to eventually become profitable on mass scale. And that didn't materialize. And eventually it had to turn a profit. And that's how we ended up here, is eventually your funders, your venture capital says, hey, we want our money back. And you have to turn a profit, and then all of a sudden the sunshine and rainbows and unicorns have to give way to the reality of economics.
And this is why we can't have nice things. Thank you very much for joining us, Jan. That's where we need to leave.
My pleasure.
Jan from Mullen, the editor at My Broadband. Let us know what your thoughts are. Maybe you've had experience with Uber as of late. Do you also feel like the service has deteriorated, or has it been constant for you?
Sis, you are wrong, and that is not true to say that driver accept a ride and they make money. We don't make money when you don't reach the pickup location. It won't charge, it won't give you any cent. So that is not correct, sir.
Okay. Well, that's what I was told. I don't use Uber myself, so to be quite honest, I wouldn't even know. But I was told if you cancel, there's a penalty for cancellation, and the penalty is $50.
Uber Eats is even worse. They come to the office park by the time you go downstairs and they are gone. When you try to call them, they tell you that they waited for 7 minutes. And when you complain there, they say they can't. When I phone the place where we ordered food, they say, no, these drivers, they eat this food. Can you imagine? And if you complain, you can't even get your refund.
Yeah, what I've heard, Uber Eats, every year, on Twitter, is always complaining about Uber Eats. Uber Eats? Hey, that didn't happen to him. How can you trust somebody with your food? A random stranger. A rando, bro.
Nah, it's convenience,
Do you know how unhygienic people are out there?
No, the food is wrapped. The food is properly, closed off. It depends restaurant to restaurant, but generally, it's safe for transportation.
Okay.
Now the service is deteriorated and Uber. Especially at night.
Do you remember that song about Uber? Oh boy, Ace Bella, which is a country man. By the way, if we're being serious now, I know I joke a lot, but you gotta understand, a lot of people work out of necessity. So if somebody is sleeping in the car, it's because they've got nowhere else to sleep. And they're trying to earn a living, you see? So...
yeah, but also, it's like saying, excusing people who sleep espaza shop, where they make kotas.
I'm not excusing it. It's a fact, though.
True, but it's unacceptable. We can't be accepting that.
So what do you want them to do?
Sleep where you're transporting people and then there's a smell?
Okay, what do you want them to do?
Ooh. Yeah, but look, it's but I don't have the answers, man. Like, rent a bedroom somewhere, you know, like in a, you don't, doesn't need to be a full house, because not everybody can afford even a full apartment sometimes. But if it's a transport abantu, you as Nkuluma from privilege, go and get in an Uber where Nuga isn't using that I can't mention.
Perspective from a driver's point of view with regards to the cancelling. Remember, Uber charges that amount on their side because they've taken the amount. But as a client, you are able to request that money back. With that, most drivers do that because looking at the distance of the ride, sometimes it's no longer feasible. You take it in hopes of at least trying to see would I maybe I can reach that area and see what's the chances of me making money in that area. But yes, it's wrong, but Uber and Bolt does penalize the driver. So if you can do that over three times within a space of an hour, they do block your account for suspension because you are not fulfilling your role as a driver. Remember as well, also drivers, we are contract drivers, so it's entirely up to us how we treat the business or how we behave in the business.
Okay, thank you. That's a very, very adequate explanation.
Hi, Sees the World. The service has definitely deteriorated because I struggle with Ubers failing to get into my complex or my estate to come pick me up. Like the moment I say, hey, here's the code to enter the gate, they just cancel because they don't even want to go inside the complex. And it's just like, but I can't walk to the gate. The main reason why I'm ordering Uber is that I do not walk or drive. So what's the point?
So I've got a long text here from a friend of mine, Vanessa, right? She's like, well, we must actually give these Uber drivers kudos because some of these guys are getting robbed, threatened by taxi drivers, true, and they need to deal with drunk individuals. And those individuals also need to get home safely. I take Uber Black to the airports all the time, and I hear horrible stories about what these drivers go through. It's not a safe job for them either. And some don't go into certain areas because obviously they want to work, but they can't go there. They're not allowed. 100%. So, you know, sometimes you've got incoherent passengers and then they need to drive them around in that state. Others vomit in their cars. Mm-hmm. Then these guys get hijacked. Cash rides also get knocked out conscious, get robbed. So, yeah, I think you got to look at it from all sides.
And like when I said earlier on that there's high competition and the money is not great for them. Like you'd find a trip from here to Vosloo is like $200. Let's be honest. Then what's the profit? How much petrol are they putting in? So they can't even buy that the water bottles and the peanuts like they used to before because there's no money, bro.
Yeah, ish. It's tough.
Lo putiwe Uber oca to kuluma manje unamanga uyaqoka. If you request an Uber ride and the driver does not come close to the spot and it stays and stays and you ask the driver to cancel because ubona isikhathi sakho siyahamba, the driver does not cancel, but as soon as you cancel it will charge you a cancellation fee. It's not called a cancellation fee, but it will say it charges you 20 rand or whatever amount. So lo baba lo oca to kuluma khona manje unamanga uyaqoka. That's how they make money of us. They rip us off. Batati malzetu. They don't come and then they sit, they linger. When ushaya isikhathi, you requested an Uber because ujahile, ufuna ukuhamba. Then the next thing, when they don't cancel and you cancel, you get charged. So abantu be Uber nje bayathanda nje ukwenza into ezirong. Bayathanda ukwenza into ezirong. If they see that they're not going to come, let them cancel the ride. They bafuna when you cancel so that you are charged and they get paid. Baphethe ubugebengu.
I see you wrong with it. You can't get into it. But among a figure and a lap, no man can tell any option of it. Client did not show. I was so uncomfortable. Mal, unless I'm figuring up on a shot at 3 minutes, Manga Pum are canceling him for 19 drive.
Okay.
Guys, this thing of Uber in South Africa, Uber and Bolt, it's not working. They must just close it. Have a violent. Guys, I'm an Uber driver, ne? Guys, we drive a long distance, guys, for peanuts. Yeah. Here we've got attitude, the customers. You guys, come on. We keep our cars fresh, clean. Someone will just come, you know? Yeah? I'm Olise.
Your Uber or Uber Eats, we are fine. Sometimes they even decline. You're right, because you're paying a card. They only look for cash payments, because the cash, then they can make a quick buck and then continue with their day's job. Imagine that time you don't have cash on you. You're just depending on your card to get home. You need to get an ATM.
I once had a guy speaking on this fact that some guys don't want to take card transactions. I once had a guy say we're going to a really bored, yeah. And he says, oh, let's cancel the trip with this robot, and then I'll give him cash for the rest of the trip. So he'll drop me off where I'm going, but on Uber it'll show that the Uber trip was shorter than in reality.
If you missed it live, catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.